is 4:30. We'll call to order the regular Parks and Rec Committee meeting for the town of Discovery Bay. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call is taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Thank you very much. Now we'll take time for public comments. Do we have anyone in the audience or online? I've heard no one online, but no. Anyone would like to make a public comment? No? Give another second. Make sure nobody joins a few minutes late, or a few seconds late anyway.
You can always open it back up again, too.
True enough, thanks. Okay, we'll move on to draft minutes.
Motion to approve.
And I will second. So carried. And updates, D1.
Okay, I'm going to pass that over to Assistant General Manager.
Good afternoon. So this is a wall update for the back wall on the north end of the community center. It's a retaining wall that's failing. Staff met with the representative from Bayside Pavers out of Concord on Monday, February 26th. And we also met with ProEdge Landscape today to discuss the installation of Keystone-style block retaining wall. The Keystone concretes stack on top of each other, and each block interlocks with the one below. The entire wall sits on a gravel footing that is placed at the base of the wall. The method avoids the cost of geotechnical report and necessary engineering for permits will be provided by the contractor. The contractor felt that there was adequate access to move the old wall and construct the new one. Staff will provide an update once the price quotes have been received and reviewed.
Did we suffer any more slippage with all the rain? Did you anybody observe anything? I know we're not taking measurements, but like visually, did you observe anything?
Monica and I went out there today, and we couldn't tell that the wall had failed anymore, but we saw some of the dirt. It looks like it is separated a little bit.
Okay.
But the wall has not failed.
So at this point, you don't see any. I mean, obviously it's an urgent situation, but there's no more additional urgency based on.
We didn't see any.
Okay.
So what we did was, after our last meeting, we brought in Mike Uraka, our town engineer, and so he approached us with this new wall system. So I do think this is a great way to go. It's you build the wall, and then you backfill it, pack it down, and there you are. Like Alan said, he's going to get some quotes, so we'll be bringing those back.
Perfect.
Again, the wall is not slipping, but after rains and winds, we're going out there double-checking it.
Yeah.
This is an emergency situation. So we're getting three quotes, if we can, on these types of walls to bring those back to you to make a decision to move forward. Because it is an emergency situation, our purchasing policy allows us to move forward and not have to go out to RFP and take all that extra time to build an RFP and to go out to bid. So we want to handle this as soon as possible. So.
But this week we're back in... as a special Park and Rec meeting, is that correct? Or
this it depends on when we're getting the quotes. So Okay. Hopefully we get them very quickly. And if we do get them quickly, then we will probably make a special Park and Rec meeting. So you can make a decision, and then we can bring it to the board for further discussion.
Okay. And so the new wall just simply goes a few inches, whatever, in front of the existing wall. Get so, shored up and then backfill up to the old wall?
Right. So what the plan is from both of the contractors at this point verbally is that the existing wall is going to be demolished and a stack block wall is going to be put in place, but it's going to be moved closer toward the tennis courts fencing.
Okay. So the reason for that question was, so there's no... I vaguely remember the width, but there's no egress problems with the width of the path after the suggested new wall?
The path will be pretty much gone.
Okay.
But nobody goes back there.
Do we have any regulatory reasons for having a path back there? Does it require anything for the tennis courts having a back exit? Or
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. Not all tennis courts have gates that go back there, I don't believe. There's just one that I saw. But both of the vendors that came out thought that was the best way to do it, because the more you pull the wall toward the fence of the tennis courts, it makes for a less of a steep incline for them to backfill with dirt. Now, one vendor said to us, if there is a need to get back there, there can always be something put on top of the stack stone to
Okay. And then final question. I know I got a lot. Are they handling, as part of the bids, all the permitting required and all of that? So the town is, it's basically turnkey for the town?
That one vendor for sure. I'm not sure about the one that came out today.
Okay.
Do they give you any kind of indication what type of costs we're going to be looking at? More than a dollar? Less than $10?
It's gonna be substantial. We still haven't received the bid. Initially, there was a different way. Another vendor will say we should do it this way, but that way it was going to be more costly than we believe these two vendors will come in substantially under that. We're hopeful.
And then as far as budgeting, that would fall under what bucket?
That's the trick. So we do have pocket funds, so we might have to take some out of that.
Okay. All right, we'll start thinking about that.
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. Then we have update number two.
Public comments.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Are there any public comments on D1?
There's not online.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. I'll close that and move to update on D2, tow truck parking update.
Yes, that's going to be Assistant General Manager Quintana as well.
So we the General Manager has already signed the contract with Arrowhead Tow, the same tow company that tows out of the Safeway parking lot. They are going to come out and look at our lot, then they would be putting up the signage for us, and we would move forward. As mentioned, once this goes into place, we'd obviously give warnings to people before we actually started towing, so there would be an education component to that. Today I had a vendor out of Oakley came out to, he's going to be giving us a bid for not repaving, but restriping our current lot and also the area to the north that has no parking spots. And what I told him to do was, as you're designing this, if there's a way to get more cars in there, because if you, the way the cars currently park is they come in here, they face west, and then the other cars are facing north. Well, there's an area right there that people kind of come in and it's really tight, and I just don't want anyone to hit each other's cars. So he may put something together for us that part of the parking lot has a diagonal, and then he's going to just look at it to see how we can get our most amount of spaces in there.
Well, while he's looking at that, I mean, there's several, I call them punch outs, where they're just kind of like circles that go out to the parking lot for no reason, but just to be there. Excuse me, frog in my throat. Certainly, if those get removed, that could open up a couple additional spots at each little area. You know, we have this little roundabout that doesn't make any sense to me either. And obviously, this is complicating what you're doing. But if he's looking at that and going to give some suggestions, would that fall underneath that, or could that fall underneath that?
He can definitely give us suggestions. When I was talking with him, I explained that the possibility of us having a building at this site, not knowing, and that's why I said don't put in the bid anything for paving, just striping, because we don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it'd be a good data point to have, because the building might not happen.
That's true.
I think it's a value if he's analyzing the parking lot, if he could give us multiple levels and...
Are you saying a cost to take out the roundabout?
At one point, there were some discussions about taking out those roundabouts. One discussion point was having staff internally do that. But this was all kind of tied into more of a global revamping of the community center area, with the new building and expanding the parking lot and all the other stuff. So I guess, yeah, I'm asking then if he's going to be analyzing it, why not just give us multiple different data points that we go, all right, well.
I will speak to him about it, and I'll inquire if taking out that roundabout would require them to do some paving overlay.
And I'm not harping on the roundabout specifically. I don't know if that makes, if that can or not can add additional spots. But I know certainly in the corners are these little things that protrude into the parking lot that do no value, but they're kind of just...
I can definitely make the ask.
Cool. Any further questions on that? Mm-hmm. Any public comment? All right. We will move on now to item that was at D3,
yes.
Overall update.
Yep, so that will be landscape manager.
stall because of the rain, but they're coming out tomorrow to kind of see if everything is dry enough. So fingers crossed it is, and then we'll get going on the synthetic turf and the boulders, and then be done and have a beautiful patio area for people to sit and enjoy. So more to come on that. Hopefully, like I said, they're coming out tomorrow, so I'm really hopeful that it's dry enough for them to get moving on that, but the rain messed us up just a bit. Becoming such a landscape geek. I'm super excited because we're getting a John Deere mower because we have Landscape Crew has three mowers kind of in our fleet, and one of them has been in the shop on and off for the better part of 2 years. So spending more money trying to fix this thing than just buying a new one, that's what we need to do. So worked with Margaret, we're able to figure out how we can pay for that, and so Kelly issued that purchase order, so we will be getting the same one that we bought 6 months or so ago, so we will be much more productive in mowing, having actual mowers that are always down, so that is very exciting to me, and the crew is ecstatic to have that work, which is seems silly, but now I'm excited about that as well. Clipper, as you know, I've had a little bit to kind of catch up on, so thank you for your patience and all of that. I was working with Mike Iroka, and he put together some footing drawings for me for those baller lightings. So our lights, so I have that. I've got one bid, and I'm just waiting on a couple more to do our due diligence and get all of that. So as soon as I get those in, we'll continue moving on with that project. So ball's rolling with all of that.
But we have the lighting here?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
We're just ready
nope,
to...
No, just waiting on the bids for installation. But I have the lights. They're stored in the shop at Plant One.
Nice.
Yeah, so we got that. I think you probably Dina sent the pictures. We got that shop cleaned out. I don't know if you saw the before and after. So everything's nicely tucked away and protected in there. So that was
must
great.
Make it easier to find things.
Yeah, it's just more efficient. You can get in there, know what you're looking for, get to it, and keeping things in better condition, not getting kind of trampled on. Streetscape work schedule. We started with the Conservation Corps. They started yesterday. You haven't seen pictures. I sent them late to Dina today, but I have them starting on Highway 4, west of Bixler, and in 2 days, I don't know if you paid attention, but I took before and after pictures. I mean, what a difference. So I look forward to seeing those pictures. So in 2 days, they did quite a bit. So I've got a whole schedule for them for the 12 weeks that we get them, so excited to get that going. But in 2 days, they've done quite a bit.
Those types of things would be awesome to share with the public as well.
Maybe the communication department.
Yeah.
All that.
So we do put it on social media.
Perfect.
So especially
okay.
On Nextdoor to show where we were, where we're going.
Awesome.
So,
that's great.
Yeah, I mean, the difference, what looked like, most people might think it was just an overgrown shrub, was actually suckers that grew off a tree, but they were so big, they were encroaching on all of the ground cover. It's not a shrub, so you'll see in those pictures,
nice.
The cleanup work, it's night and day different. It had probably been years since that had been done.
Can we go back to Clipper Drive real quick?
Yeah.
So in addition to the bollard lighting, what else is still needing to be done to Clipper Drive as far as you know?
It was passed down to me that with the exception of some planting, if we wanted to in the spring, Clipper was done.
Okay.
I thought we were going to add, and we might have done this, I don't know, we were going to add additional doggy stations on the path.
That had been done.
To my
understanding.
If you could double check that, because I've never saw any additional stations going in, but live in it.
Yep.
And then one additional thing that I know Director Gattoz asked about previously was, those the rock, this is going to be horribly described, but hopefully you can follow along. You know the pea gravel that is adjacent to the road.
Yep.
They get the bike trails.
Yep.
That we were we had asked to maybe brainstorm around some ideas of how to come up with something that would help alleviate that problem, either by making some sort of a barrier that would help prevent that from happening, because I know a lot of the pea gravel would also spill out onto the road.
You mean bikes riding through?
Yes, yeah. So either putting up some sort of a little something or coming up with another idea. So just obviously that didn't get transferred to you. So
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No.
I think a lot of that will get eliminated because there's several sections on Clipper where there's no entrance from across the street. So I think Reef and maybe Cypress, because those streets don't, you know, go through Clipper. You have to either go right or left. But the residents that are at those corners, there's no way for them to access the path trail without walking across the gravel or riding across the gravel.
Or going, you know, half a mile down and getting...
Right. Does that make sense? There's no entrance and exit off Clipper Trail to the...
So is the main concern, I want to make sure so that I can brainstorm correctly, mm-hmm. Bikes riding through and rutting it?
So that's part of it, and then just the overall gravel having a tendency to make its way onto the road, which...
Yeah.
Well, but again...
We did discuss doing some mortar or some epoxy. They have some now epoxy sprays.
Yeah, you could glue it down.
Yeah, so we're still...
But, I think those problems will go away, though, if we give the residents a way for them to get to the Clipper Drive Trail, mm-hmm. Clipper Path Trail, from across the street without having to go to, you know, a quarter mile down or either way, if you follow me, because there's no pathway there.
So I figured that probably had been lost in the transition.
Thank
so,
you. No, I did not get that. Okay, so I will look, add that to my list.
Because it's beautiful. I mean, the work that's been done has been amazing. I mean, the night and day difference between what it was and what it now looks
for
like.
For sure, I agree. So. I like it, yeah. No, that's good. I will look into all of those. And so then to answer your question, other than what was passed down to me was other than some springtime, maybe additional planting, the original concept of the project was to completion.
Yeah. I agree with that in most part.
Okay.
Sorry, one more thing.
No,
since it has reached its completion, is there anything that you want to do around, I don't want to say a ribbon cutting, but is there anything you want to do to highlight that, okay, this project's not done?
Yeah, I would like to do it when we get the Ballard lights in. That's
okay.
Like the final step.
Okay.
You know, before we do some of those corrective.
That might be
issues.
Fun to do. It's like
so
a.
It would be nice. Okay. To do something like that. Yeah.
That was pretty. That was a pretty major spend and a lot of effort. So.
Yep. So
call attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else on Clipper? Mm-hmm. I've been brainstorming. We went in and did a deep clean on Poe. Both sides of Poe, when you enter there in Zone 9, were really getting to a point where they were going to be beyond our maintenance means with the crew that we have. So before everything got to a size that we just don't have the lifts and the equipment to get to, our crew went in and really cleaned it out. To me, it looks, and I've actually got some phone calls that people, it looks so much better. I'm not a big fan, personally, of the bark that we've been using. There's other materials out there, and not black lava rock. There's some other things that I've been researching, but I am not one to rush into something. I like to do my homework. So I've got some ideas. I'm working on those. So once we put that in, again, what I'm hoping for, that's going to really brighten it up. The other thing that I think would just kind of add something to that area is doing something on adding some almost garden art, so kind of like the panels that we did on Clipper, and kind of keeping now with a theme through town, but adding color like the ones we did here on the walls at the community center, and maybe putting them on the corners as you're entering and exiting Poe, because that's kind of their main entry into that neighborhood. So I think some freestanding, colorful like that might be, and I'll put something together, but these are just kind of some ideas. Ravenswood Park, also that trellis needs to be sanded and painted, and the park needs some attention. So these are, I'll put a list together, but now that I'm starting to kind of get caught up, I'm looking at each section of the parks in the community, and I'm going to put together a list of what I see the needs are.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear about, you know, that what's going on. Honestly, I mean, Poe Drive, you know, that's not the entrance to Zone 9. You know,
it's one of them.
It's one of them, but I want to make sure I say this word, I say this right. I don't want to make sure we don't spend all of our resources necessarily on Poe Drive when there's other entrances and areas that, so. I think we made a mistake when we spent money remodeling Poe Drive back in the day, but that's neither here nor there.
Do you not feel it needs, because I want to hear your,
I think
more, or are you happy with the way it looks?
I'm happy with the way it looks. It just, okay. As long as the crew stays on top of the maintenance, because you know how quickly that stuff erupts into.
Yeah.
But
the initial reason for Poe Drive was to test out the new dryscaping. So that was a section that was kind of out of the way.
Sure.
Major public view to test out what we thought people would think of it, what the products would look like. Do we like it? So I think that's.
No, I understand that. I'm not. I guess the point I'm trying to make is it's now becoming an additional cost adder every time we touch it. So, and we're touching it a lot compared to maybe other areas. That's
okay.
All.
Yeah.
So.
No. That's good feedback. Mm. Okay. Starting March 11th. Oh, anything else on Poe? No, we're good with that. Or not just Poe, but Zone 9 in general. So I've got some ideas for the park. Needs some fixings up.
Is all the fencing done at? At Ravenswood Park?
What was passed down to me is that it was. However, when I drove around, in fact, I drove around there again today, there's more crumbling. I think it's like when you paint the Golden Gate Bridge. Once you get to the end, you got so. I don't think that was the best design. That material for
not with water sprinkling on it.
No, certainly not.
So
I think that's something that I know we've already put money into it, but at some point we have to kind of stop and go, okay, is this the best thing? Because now it's a maintenance. Is this where we want to keep going? Because if you do, it's going to be forever. Or at some point, do we want to go? Let's rethink this. And is there another option?
Well, we've already done 90% of the fencing that needed replaced. So
okay.
If it's just another 10% left, let's
okay.
Finish that. But certainly Slifer Park and the open space on both sides of Newport, all those fences, you know, or a lot of that fencing is deteriorating as well.
Yes.
And I know that was on Bill's original list, and I believe he bought in material to handle that. Do we have material to?
I have no clue. None of that was passed down to me, so I will have to.
Yeah, you have to figure out how much fence material we have
and check on that. There's nothing at Plant One, so unless it was someplace else, I don't know.
There's all the materials were for that park.
Okay. I have a meeting on the 18th or 19th with the county, so Slifer would not be us. I would need to, you know. Talk to the county about that, like for those fencing, because they would have to tell us what their budget is if they want to put money into that. So I can bring that up.
Well, sure. I mean, but there's certain sections of where the fencing is, like you said, is completely crumbled. So, you know, the county's got to do something about it. It's their park, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would.
Am I being assumption here?
No.
I have a conversation with them and see what you can do because.
Absolutely. Okay, starting March 11th, it's, you know, getting darker again later, so we'll start closing here at 7:30, starting March 11th, the grounds here. So just want to give you an update on that. And then on top of everything else, which Beatrice is helping me with this, we're starting to gear up for hiring for our summer staff for aquatics, so that came around real quick, it always does, it's always a challenge, so... Put out whatever good vibes you have that we get the staff like. that's also something.
Have you got an indication from your previous people that they want to come back? Some of them?
A few, I believe, will, but unfortunately, we hit that cycle where they were all, not all, but most of them were at that stage where they came back because then they went off to get their master's and like they were a little bit older. So they've just kind of aged out. So a few, but definitely not the 12 that we had.
If you get a flyer put together, I know a lot of the businesses, mine in particular, would
okay.
be happy to display flyers to help
you
try to recruit.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay, one final thing. First off, I know we've been peppering you with a lot of questions. It's very refreshing that you have a lot of answers. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You only get a lot of questions because you have answers.
No, it's my pleasure.
But the I know we had talked about the path lighting over. Did that ever get done?
No.
Okay.
Zone 35.
The one that goes back to Safeway?
Yeah. No. We have the lights.
Okay.
That's also on my list.
Okay.
But to be very honest with you, I wanted to tackle Clipper first.
For sure. No, I understand. I just know that you hate when, you know, we have the equipment and...
I know. We do have them.
Okay, good.
I
know we wanted to see them forever and we never even got to see them.
Yeah, I know.
But, okay, that was just the other thing. I knew it was on your list. I just didn't know where. Okay. Awesome.
I have a couple more. The sign to Centex that was the county was going to replace. Do we know where what's that up with that? We're across from post office there.
Oh, yes. I had a meeting with them. I had another meeting this week with the county, and I brought that up, and they asked me to table that for the meeting that we're having on the 18th or 19th. So that is on my list. There was some sort of, I did get something passed down to me on that. There was some sort of hang up with permitting with the county, oddly enough. But so I did bring that up, but they asked me to table that for our next meeting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure from previous conversation with Bill, he said it's been ordered and it just needs to be installed at this point.
You know more than I do then.
Well,
I'm
repeating a third.
Okay. So, but I will find out.
Wait till we get real information.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe let's put that out and let's go forward with some new information, maybe.
All right, well, anyways, that was one of the projects over there. I don't know if there was any other discussions about the play structures there as well. The county was possibly looking doing a shade structure over one of the play structures. I don't know if that's still...
That's all part of our meeting in
perfect.
2 weeks.
Can't wait to hear more about that.
That's all in 2 weeks. She sent me kind of the agenda of what's on it, and I've already read it. So that's why I'm familiar, and I read that on her spreadsheet.
Perfect.
So, but again, we haven't had the discussions yet.
And can we talk about Corndale Park real quick?
Okay, what about it?
As far as what's going on.
And then you had a specific question.
Just
for the Prop 68?
Yeah.
Yeah. So everything has been ordered, the seed, the everything that needs to be done. But with all that rain, if they got a tractor in there, oh, it would have been stuck.
You can't
do anything. So now that it's dried out a bit, I actually sent an email out on Monday, but our representative at the Corps, he's out this week, so I know he'll see my email, just saying it may still need to dry out a bit more for what they have to do. Here's a little reminder, but I got a bounce back email saying he's out for the week. So,
but as a refresher though, so it's we're resodding the lawn area. What else is in there?
The lawn and it's my understanding the only thing left is the lawn and the prep table at the barbecue area. And other than that, I believe it's done. And we have the prep table as well, and they're doing that. That was part of their contract.
I had a couple of residents ask about a pull-up bar over there. I mentioned it to Bill.
About what?
Pull-up bars.
Bar.
I don't know if it's too late in the process or if it's
it
something.
It is, because in order to get the Prop 68 money, they had to approve it. So what you submitted exactly has to be done.
Got it.
So maybe an enhancement down the road.
People ask about some pull-up bars and put it on your back list down here.
Okay.
Anything going out the tot lot? That was also, Bill was looking into doing a shade structure over the tot lot as well. In fact, I thought we had a shade structure that he was going to get, and I'm misspeaking a little bit here, but I think
there's no shade
structure. I thought at one time he mentioned he just needed to talk to the homeowners adjacent to it, and
there's no shade structure.
Good. Thank you for the update. That was
amazing. You're welcome. Meeting adjourned.
No. Yeah. Do we have any public comment on any of the items that we discussed?
No. Oh, I think.
All right, well, moving along to discussion items. We have E1, discuss and possible feedback on the Park and Recreation 2024 program activities and event fee waivers.
So every year we put this list together. The general manager does have the authority, so long as items are not prohibited, to waive or modify fees, but we definitely like to bring it before the committee and the board. So what we are proposing this year is for her to waive, the general manager, to waive the fees for the Scouts of America. They meet here on Tuesdays, have their meetings, but they do an in-kind project, so they will do something. I'm thinking I would like, because we have our beautiful wall ball now, one of the things I think I'm going to have them do is every year, let's keep a fresh coat of paint on that. So I think that is something. Let's keep that thing from weatherizing, you know, keeping it good to go. The annual Easter egg hunt, that is a long-standing tradition in this town, so we definitely want to continue to support that. Summer jam concert. Is held here at the community center on the grounds 2 a year, and that's all we have. So staff recommends the acceptance of the above 2024 programs, activities, and event fees for the general manager to waive the fees for a total amount of $2,895. Any questions?
Questions? No questions here. Are there? You want to pass much? Do we need a motion on that one?
No. Yeah, I would.
We're bringing it to the board today.
Yeah, so today.
Okay. Recommend that we're bringing it.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. That works.
I'm in favor of what's on.
I am too.
Okay.
Yes.
So
I wasn't sure 30. If we had to do anything official there.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
perfect.
Yes, I'm sorry. It is coming before the board this evening.
Excellent.
So really, only the Boy Scouts is the only adder to that.
We have the Boy Scouts on every year.
Oh, okay. So there's no adder. Everything else.
Everything's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming. Let me ask anyway. Anything come as a request that we deny?
No.
Perfect. Okay. Any public comment?
No hands raised.
All right, perfect. Let's move to discussion item E2. Feedback on the Parks and Rec, the public event calendar.
So Discovery Bay opened our community center in January 2014, and we have continued to grow our programming, our grounds, our amenities, the pool, the courts, the pickleball, the patio project. So we love that. We work with all of our outside groups, our parks. So staff has developed the attached spreadsheet for your consideration. Which again will go before the board this evening. So this is the public event calendar. All of this has also, there's nothing new. All of this has, at some point, even if it wasn't last year, has been an event in town, either last year or in previous years. We've got the Easter egg hunt, the Discovery Bay Recreation and Sports has a pickleball tournament here. We've got Discovery Bay Community Foundation has requested they want their car show again at Cornell Park. Summer Jam, we do our movies in the park, a couple of flick and floats, Coco with Santa, and Paws on Parade. So we've got all the information listed out here for you. All groups are subject to conditions of approval, which we put together again, same drills we do every year. This will again go before the board this evening. So with the approval, I will then reach out to each group, put everything together, getting proper insurances and.
I think this is an awesome list. I think you've done an amazing job growing what we offer every year. So
thank you.
Definitely kudos to you on that and congrats. I think for a town as small as we are, we do a lot for our community. So
yeah.
Yeah, they're all great events.
Is Jim here to present on the car show? Or
I just didn't know if he had any questions about it. So
is it exactly the same in the past?
Everything's the same.
Yeah. It was a great event last year.
Yeah,
so.
Good.
And the year before. Right? 2 years there?
What was that?
It's been 2 years at Cornell, right?
Yeah, we didn't do it last year because all the lawn was.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. No, it was great.
Any questions?
I don't have any questions. Any public comment?
No hands raised.
Okay. Excellent. Moving to E3, discussion and possible feedback regarding the security at Cornell bathrooms.
Good to see you.
Never-ending story. Good afternoon. So on November 15th of 2023, the Board of Directors approved security fencing for the two buildings, bathrooms at Cornell Park. The total cost of that fencing, a total of $26,810. That was approved with the caveat that the staff would return to the Parks and Rec Committee with additional information on how to secure the bathrooms, potentially having staff lock or unlock the bathrooms during business hours or researching programmable locks for the four gates that are on those two buildings. We did get a lock vendor specializing in programmable locks as well as electrical estimate. I will tell you I was taken aback by the cost, how much that would cost. Between the lock vendor and the electrical vendor, that would add an additional $24,985 to that project for a total of $51,758. The limitations for staff to lock and unlock the bathrooms, we just don't have the amount of staff necessary to do it, other than having our landscape crew unlock the bathrooms at 7:30 a.m. and then close them again at 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. But that changes because the summer hours, their hours change and go from a 6:30 a.m. to, they would unlock it at 6:30 and close it at 2. At this time, we haven't done any work on those bathrooms solely because we wanted to come back to see the committee. Unfortunately, there was a vandalism that occurred between February 23rd and the 26th because there was a rental of the ball fields, and those pictures are attached. And even since then, the locked bathrooms on the south end, someone scaled over and painted some graffiti on the interior of the men's bathroom. So we're here before you today to get some direction. A few of the items that we determined that we'd like you to consider is: would the committee like us to go back and get two more quotes for the locks and two more for the electrical? Do we want to move forward with security fencing and forego the programmable locks and electrical? Remove the bathrooms or permanently lock them, or continue to go with the current bid that we have now for the vendor for the locks and the electrical? And if there's any other options that you thought of, I spoke to the general manager who told me she was at a recreation conference a few years back, and there are products out there that are basically very fortified bathrooms that are almost like a pod. They pretty much are a pod. Unfortunately, the costs are very significant, upwards of $120,000 at that time. So we're still looking at that option, but this has been some time since we've made movement on this, solely because we wanted to make sure we got the vendors to do the necessary work to make sure the locks on there if possible.
Well, I thought the board already made the determination that
they did
to have to move forward with the fencing and just lock the bathrooms up for right now until we figure out how we're going to manage the, you know, the day-to-day operation of it.
We had asked that we hold off on that until we got the quotes for the electrical and the locks. So we did ask for them to suspend that until we got that information, and now it looks like we have that information back.
That, and that's just from one vendor from each discipline. I was surprised at the cost for that. But we also looked at this electrical lock for the community center, and that was that vendor for just the one gate to do that, and the electrical was, I think, upwards of $20,000. So that's the issue that we're facing.
Well, from my vantage point, I want us to move forward and getting the fencing up to secure the bathroom,
okay,
so no one can get in if it's locked.
Okay.
Yeah. So we already have that number, and you have those quotes.
Right. I can do that. But are you saying that we put the fencing up and we keep it locked even if we have a park runner?
No. Then so moving forward or adding on to that, I don't understand why we can't. I like the idea of having the landscaping crew unlock it in the morning. I don't understand why there's someone can't lock it up at 4 o'clock at night or 5 o'clock at night.
Well,
we don't have the staff. Landscape crew leaves at 3:30, and then our crew here at the community center, some of them don't drive.
Understand.
And so,
can it go to the board to authorize funds in order to assist you in getting the staff availability to do that? Because if it's a money problem, then we can solve it with money, right?
That's correct. It's a logistic problem, I think. One, we don't, if all the landscape and the water and wastewater guys leave at 3:30, then, I don't have that kind of staff to go out there and lock and unlock, be responsible for that on a daily basis. Even on the weekends, we don't work on the weekends, right? The landscape crew or the water and wastewater crew. So then we have the community center crew, but they might not be drivers. So there's a lot of kids these days that don't get their license at 16.
For the immediate purposes, can't we just, okay, let's move forward with the landscaping crew, whatever their limited hours are. And then we'll keep this on the agenda as moving forward, because, you know, things change within the town.
Yeah.
People come, people go, new staff comes on.
What we can do is we can do that. So we can do from, 7:30 to 3:30. In the summer, they do have summer hours. So they work 6 a.m. to 2:30. What we can do is we have a rental. We can give it a shot and open all the fences then, leave it open for the weekend, Monday morning, double-check everything, clean it up, and
Does the rental guarantee use of the bathrooms?
I don't believe there's anything, Monica, maybe you can answer, anything in the rental agreement that says you have use of the bathrooms. So, no, but typically if there's a birthday party and kids are 6, 7 years old,
sure.
What do you think? They need ways to possibly use the restroom facilities.
I mean, does it come to the level of a bathroom addendum? Where that's an additional deposit for bathroom usage?
We could do that.
In which case, then we would, well, how does that solve the staff problem, though?
It doesn't solve the staff problem at all. And if I leave them open all weekend, when does the requirement stop for them to be?
How does that work with the normal lease? So if somebody comes and they rent it for a birthday party on Saturday,
yes.
Then how do you know that somebody didn't come Sunday and damage it and then attribute it to the Saturday people?
Correct. Right.
That's the problem.
Even with just normal park rents?
Correct. You wouldn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's
that seems like a problem there, too.
It is a problem.
Okay.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. As a minimum, we have to secure the bathrooms. We have to get the fencing up so when it's locked, no one can get in there.
Correct.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm going to push back on staff. I don't understand why I understand your limitations,
mm-hmm.
but I want you guys to figure out a way that we can get the bathrooms open and closed when the.
And maybe with all of that, including the gate here during those hours as well. You know, just like as holidays is a big issue with a lot of the members of the community.
Yeah.
and understand it's a staffing problem. What I guess we're asking staff to do is look at solutions,
okay.
Understanding that it may come with a budgetary number,
okay.
But try to come up with something and then let's see if it works.
I have a suggestion, if I may.
Okay.
Yes, please.
I just thought of this, and I don't know if this would work there, but have you ever been to an Airbnb and they have like a, when you set, let's say we have a Saturday barbecue rental. The bathrooms are locked on the weekends, unless there's a rental. We could charge a hefty refundable deposit if they want use of the bathrooms. I'm brainstorming, it just came to me. And when you have an, I've been to Airbnbs where there's a lockbox, but the code is constantly changing, right? So once they're done with their rental, I have zero knowledge on this. I've only used them before. And so when their rental is done, and that's why we do a hefty, because if they don't relock it or they don't put the key back or something like that, we keep your hefty deposit for possible damage. I don't know. Something I literally...
And that's creative. Yeah, any creative solution would be welcome. Just there's got to be something somehow, some way, knowing that there is going to be a price to everything.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, I think I know what you're talking about. It's almost like a push button lock, and the code just gets changed
it
every
does.
Single time. And
right.
I don't know how easy it is to change the code, whether someone has to go do that, but certainly that might be cheaper than the electrical and... So that's something like Popsy.
Yeah, we'll look at that.
Okay, so on...
We
on,
don't... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, please.
We have to be careful because we don't want them... Certainly, we still have to... There's still a problem with that in brainstorming this because we don't want to give them a key that they can then take and get copied right at the same
time. No, there would be a push-button lock on the door.
So it wouldn't be a physical key. It would be a push-button lock and they get a code for their event.
For that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, something. I've done a couple different things like that.
Okay.
But just because Dean and Al are absent, I know you don't under, but I mean, we're limited even on our landscaping staff. So to pull, and I would hope you could please try to understand.
No,
we do.
We appreciate the problem that you have. We're just saying there's got to be a solution.
Yeah.
And if that solution is you're hiring somebody who is just a key, I'm not suggesting this. If you're hiring somebody whose only job is to unlock and lock things. That's a solution. It might not be a good solution, but it's a solution. Just something.
Yeah. Okay.
How often do is it once a month or twice a month that people rent out the
Cornell?
Yeah, Cornell. Is it weekly? Weekend?
No, not usually during the week. It's weekends. So yeah, it depends. In the summer, it could be every Saturday and Sunday. Some months are heavier than others.
Sure.
We don't have a, ponies out there. We do have the baseball, and right now they don't have, and they've been, we told them that we're sorry, they've been terribly vandalized. We can't have them open. And they're like, I actually don't even know if they're out there. We're maintaining it, but they had some delays because of the weather as well.
How in the summertime, how often do the baseball guys meet there? Is it every single weekend?
6 days a week.
Oh, 6 days a week. Okay.
Yeah, they rent them Monday through Saturday.
What time
do they have practice? They have practice Monday through Friday from 4 to 7, I think it is. And then they have it every Saturday from like 9 to 4 or something like that.
So for the purposes of the discussion on E3, I think that we don't want to be a blocker for getting the fencing up any longer. So let's just get the fencing up and then it's just locked until...
we come up with our solution.
Yeah.
So this will be a future agenda item for next Park Rex meeting.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. I just wanted just a point of clarification. We're definitely going to do that. We have the plans to get it fenced. There will be these kids. If they're kids and they can hop a fence that's higher, even though we're going to put material on it, they can still access it from that area because I don't think there's a way to put the security fencing because it would hinder the gate from opening. So I'm going to talk with the fence guys again to see if there's anything.
We want to make sure no one can get inside the building.
So whatever solution, there's got to be a solution they know of.
Okay. Yeah. I'll reach out to them.
Perfect. Any public comment?
There's lots.
Perfect. Okay, closing that item. Move to future agenda items. Director Gattell, you had a future agenda item for the locks.
Yep, just to revisit the Cornell bathroom Cornell Park bathrooms, as well as we want to add a changing of the committee members as far as their roles for this committee.
And the ribbon cutting for the future.
Yes. And then one other item we had discussed back in, way back in 2023, the possibility of the tennis courts being paved with pickleball lines. And we were going to bring that to a future meeting, and so we need to do that. And then just as part of the locking item, the potential for a key holder position on staff. Or, you know, just some solution or set of solutions for the locking and unlocking of town facilities.
Okay.
Awesome. You good?
Yep.
All right. At 5:21, we will adjourn.
That was a good meeting.